This is Dr. Revat Lakshman, orthopedic surgeon from Koramangala, Bangalore. Today I'm here with an important topic, that is why we should save the meniscus and importance of the meniscus. Everyone should be aware of this. I hope it will surely help you a little more. Let's start. The loss of meniscus can be regarded as a pre-arthritic condition of the knee due to loss of protective function. However, the tear pattern has a crucial impact on that risk, and it became obvious that the differentiation of tear types and repair techniques has resulted in significant progress over the last few years. Numerous advanced techniques for meniscal repair are being performed regardless of the site of tear. There is no place in the knee that cannot be reached by an arthroscope. However, some of the repair techniques are in the early stages of development and require further improvement to reach global acceptance. They appear very promising as many surgeons have adopted them in a short period of time. Meniscal repair is gaining popularity among an increasing number of surgeons. A better understanding, more sophisticated devices for meniscal repair, and the increasing success rate might be some of the explanations. Increasing popularity of the meniscal repair also includes meniscal regions, which are associated with anterior cruciate ligament injuries. At several European centers, the meniscal repair procedures are now being performed in up to 40 to 60% of all ACL reconstructions. In addition, these repairs are being extended increasingly to an athletic and non-athletic population and even football players. The middle meniscus in particularly has become the focus of attention, as mainly the secondary stabilizers of the anteroposterior laxity after an ACL injury, it is well known that this structure plays an important role in the long-term development of osteoarthritis, and as shown recently by Rob et al., its absence negatively affects the fate of ACL graft survival. These are the reasons why the efforts have recently been made to increase our understanding of the middle meniscal tears, to rediscover certain types of injury like meniscal synovial and or ramp lesion, and to improve long existing repair techniques. Another new development in meniscal repair relates to root tears, which have moved into focus over the last 5 to 10 years. Unknown a decade ago, they are attracting extraordinary attention nowadays from both a clinical and research point of view. Lateral meniscal root tears frequently occur in conjunction with ACL injuries. For this reason, much more attention may be paid to the posterior horn of lateral meniscus during the ACL reconstruction nowadays. Root tears at anterior horn of medial meniscus are also detrimental. Although they may occur in younger individuals after an acute trauma, the majority of them can be observed after a minor event in patients over 50 years of age, and particularly in women. The first meta-analysis show that the clinical results improved after surgery and the progression of osteoarthritis can be prevented in short term in majority of patients. Perfect results with complete healing and reduction in the meniscal extrusion are observed in about 60% of the patient. This is undoubtedly lower than what can be expected after meniscal repair in younger patients. But given the age of the patient and limited options for biological treatment alternatives, these results may be superior to what can be expected as a result of salvage procedure. In addition to this, two recent studies found an association between medial meniscal root tears and spontaneous aseptic osteonecrosis of the medial femoral condyle. Although the causal effect and the deeper understanding of this association still needs to be proven, the occurrence of sudden biomechanical changes in the medial tibiofemoral compartment induced by posterior meniscal root tear may explain the currently most recognized cause of spontaneous osteonecrosis in elderly patients, which is not osteoporosis but an insufficiency fracture. This would further increase the evidence indicating that spontaneous osteonecrosis of medial femoral condyle is not induced by arthroscopy. When we were trained as residents in our late 20s and early 30s, meniscal repair was only recommended for patients of our age at that time or younger. 20 years later, the general recommendations for the repair extend to patients in their 50s, so still of our age, provided that the type of lesion and the patient's biological healing potential appear adequate. Although we feel blessed to live in such a lucky period of rapid medical and surgical progress, it is obvious that our scientific community needs stronger evidence to support this trend fully. As not all the drawbacks of these advanced repair techniques may have been reported, and as medical evidence is lacking in relation to the surgical innovation, it is reasonable to suppose the spectrum of indication for meniscal repair may have to be revisited in a couple of years. At the same time, the improvement of surgical techniques coupled with high-quality education will help us to realize the goal of joint preservation. The future of meniscal repair remains bright as newer, easier-to-use and less traumatic surgical techniques are developed and biological agents are introduced to enhance healing and repair success. There is likely to be improvement in these outcomes. It remains to be seen if meniscal preservation can prevent arthritis. Few studies that have compared the radiographic prevalence of arthritis between successful and unsuccessful repairs seem to indicate that ultimate goal of meniscal preservation, prevention of articular cartilage degeneration, may be possible. Save the Meniscus Society. Although no such society exists, I think the value of that sentiment is the key. There is no appendix in the knee, and our default as surgeon should always be to repair first and respect only what repair is not feasible. Today, it is a time to wind up the session. Thank you for listening to me. Wish all of you a very good day. Be healthy always, and that's what really matters. Thank you.